Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and coming from a studio that is surrounded by severe weather, so we are having a little fun tonight with this show. Thankfully, my co-host Jed Ray is in Oregon and is unaffected by the local storms here, so he's going to be running our switchboard. And so for those of you who join our chat room, which I encourage all of you to do when you are listening to the show, please feel free to log into our chat room. If you do want to participate in that chat room, you do need a free Blog Talk Radio account. It only takes you maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds to create one, but if you want to talk, ask questions, you'll have to do that in order to that. But anyways, for joining our chat room, if you see my name there, it is actually Jed. So Jed is me tonight. And
I am being nice. I'm being nice.
I know I'm sure you're being nice, but I want to let everybody know that you are me tonight. And
Ooh-wee, can I have some fun with that?
Yeah, you could. I'm sure you could. But I just want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. We have some great guests tonight. We have author of Soul Shaping, Mr. Jeff Brown, is with us. He's here with us at the top of the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Mr. Eddie Rodriguez will be here. Mr. Simon Wade, he's going to be talking to us about a big event going on down in South Florida on I believe it's Saturday. I hope I'm getting that right. It's on the 25th. And then following him will be coach and designer Wendy Kleinblum. Blum will be with us as well. I'm really excited to have her on as well. So we have three great guests. Thank you to all of our new listeners and old listeners for tuning in. We do this every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We are here to encourage you, inspire you, bring you successful stories of individuals all across the United States and other countries. You know, really bring you some inspiration for your week and encourage you to follow through on your passions and your dreams. And for all those of you who are used to the show, one of the things that we start out with every show is our quote of the day. And today's quote, you know, I really kind of wanted to revolve it around our guest today. I think it fits pretty well. And that's by William Newton Clark, and it reads, "Faith is the daring of the soul to go farther than it can see." And I am really encouraged when we talk about soul, about bringing on our first guest. But before we do that, Jed, anything you want to update us on or share before we bring on Mr. Jeff Brown?
Well, you know, this is what technology and the world we live in is so cool, that this just popped up and happened, and we can make changes real quickly on the fly and still come up with Michael's program, Anything But Ordinary Journey, and this is just an unbelievable experience. So I'll just say that, you know, at the last minute, the 12th hour, we shift gears, and here we are.
Well, you know, I think it's a good talk about life. I mean, really, that's the way life goes, and we have to be able to, you know, shift some gears sometimes when life throws us some curveballs. And, in fact, our first guest, Mr. Jeff Brown, knows a little bit about those curveballs. Jeff was he's a former criminal lawyer and psychotherapist. He's the author of Soul Shaping, A Journey of Self-Creation, recently published by North Atlantic Books. And it's his autobiography, an inner travelogue of his journey from archetypal male warrior to a more surrendered path. And you can connect with his work at www.soulshaping.com. I'm sure we'll bring that web address up again. But, Jeff, welcome to our show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Michael. I'm doing really good, although I know the spitball a whole lot better than I know the curveball. I was a master of the spitballs. Yeah.
All right, well, we could talk a little bit about the spitballs tonight, too. But, you know, Jeff is someone that I've known for a while on Facebook. Actually, that's how we originally met through a mutual friend. And we have a number of mutual friends, but one in particular who shall remain nameless. We met on Facebook. And so, Jeff, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit about your story, because we talk about, you know, maybe the spitballs or the curveballs of life, and you went from a criminal defense attorney and psychotherapist to an author, and you're putting together a new movie. You're doing a lot of different things. What brought about the change in your life?
Well, I just think at some point I began to listen to an inner voice or an inner pull that seemed to have some encoded clarity about what my destiny was in this lifetime, and so I got off of the outer wheel of ambition and went inside and let that voice direct me. You know, I mean, I came through the journey to really believe that each of us comes in with identifiable soul scriptures, you know, particular callings and key lessons and key relational experiences and archetypal transformations that we're here to embody. And, you know, every time I would walk in the direction of what I ultimately call false path, I would be pulled back in the direction of something that lived inside of me. And that something that lived inside of me really included a book, and it included law, it included the psychotherapy, it included all of it. I mean, none of them were accidents. They were really all part and intrinsic to my path. And, yeah, so that's really been what it was about. It was about having to make a decision along the way as to whether I was going to listen to the outer pulls or to the inner ones.
Yeah, you know, and that's really a great issue, a great thing about life. I mean, I've focused on that recently myself, is that same issue. You know, are we going to focus on the inner pulls or those outer pulls? And a lot of people end up, you know, focusing more on the outer pulls of life versus, you know, what's within them and what they feel they need to do, what their passion is, what their purpose is. What do you think is a key for you that allowed you to change that focus? And for any of our listeners who are going through that, who want to do something different, who want to make some kind of a change, what advice do you have for them to be able to switch that around and be able to focus on what it is that they're supposed to be doing with their life?
Well, I think you got to do two things. You got to learn to get kind of a little disconnected from the culture itself, the outer flowing culture, and learn to spend some time on your own, you know, what I call seeking a little solitude. And you got to develop that, cultivate that spaciousness, because in the heart of that spaciousness, the voice has some room to roam. And I think the other most important thing, and really important for men in particular, is to really clear emotional debris that you're holding, whether it's old anger, grief, any kind of material that's held in the emotional body. If the emotional body is bunked up and obstructed, it's very hard to hear the voice of true path. You know, for me, it started as a distant flute, and it had to, because I was so bloody unconscious and carrying so much old stuff from my family of origin. And only as I did more work releasing some of that core material did that distant flute become a blaring trumpet that really clarified the direction that I needed to walk. And so those are the two things I focus on, creating space for your inner world and clearing out the stuff that's obstructing your lens.
Jed, did you have
a comment, mechanical comment. There are 11. I just need to take a segue. There are 11 guests in the chat room. If you are unable as a guest to enter text, so if you just log out real quick, make a quick free account, and log back in, you'll be able to actually text your information in. It's much easier for you to come in as an account, and it doesn't cost you anything. It only take you a couple seconds to pop back out, pop back in. Then you'll be able to type questions, the very important questions, to Jeff. Actually, I do have one, and you know, reading your short bio.
Yeah.
Can you address the potential? I'm feeling as though there is a potential dichotomy between who you were and who you are today.
Yeah.
How did how did you make that transition, and what did you do to deal with the inconsistencies between those two relationships?
The seeming inconsistencies. At first they were inconsistent, but I think what happened is that in order for me, you know, the most courageous warrior path is the path of the heart.
Mm.
You know, the edgy, armored, kind of detached, left brain focused thing I was so good at, and I'm still good at, but I was really disproportionately energized in that direction. You know, that was a much easier path for me than trying to lay on the couch and let my confusion emerge and try to find my way into this real armored heart, you know. And I think what happened is for a long time I felt as though there was a dichotomy, and internally there was. There was a dialogue between my warrior adaptation, or what I identified as myself, and what I called Little Missy, which was this inner daemon or guiding angel or voice moving me mm-hmm. in a more mm-hmm. subtle direction. They just went back and forth forever, and only at the really when I started to get into the writing of the book did I really understand that the warrior had been with me all along. We don't lose archetypes. We add to them. You know, that's the nature of soul shaping. You keep expanding more in the direction of wholeness. So I think what's happened now is I just have a more graceful warrior or a more benevolent warrior, but in fact they can all exist at the same time.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree. I think that all of that is in us when we come to awareness of our existence on this planet, in this universe. It's just that some of us lose contact with that, as some of those around in my circles, we call that sleepwalking. And until we awaken and realize that those are part of our of who we are, and recognize that and understand that, then there's this incongruency that exists. But once that's, like you, once that's realized, then it's not incongruent anymore.
You know, consciousness includes everything, and I use the term enrealment, you know. I didn't like the term enlightenment because I didn't want to just go for the bliss trip. I wanted everybody to be at the table, you know. It's like I grew up in the Jewish shtetl. All the crazies were at we were all at the table, right? And to me, it's about internally having everybody at the table.
Just
for everybody who's tuning in, we have a bunch of guests in our chat room and a lot of listeners. I want to encourage you all to drop by, see us every week here at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Anything But Ordinary Radio. We have great guests just like Jeff's. Please stop by our archives. There's so many wonderful individuals with so many great stories to share and to listen to. And I'm just blessed that we get an opportunity to do this every week, bring great guests on like Jeff. Jed's here, you know, sharing this co-hosting with me tonight. Normally we have Maria with us, but she just got back from Greece. Maria DiGiovanni, my normal co-host, will be with us next week.
And I promise I don't look anything like her.
Yeah, Jed doesn't. But Jeff, going back to that, you talk about being more open-hearted. In fact, it's kind of funny because I ended up getting a question that was sent to me by another chat, and that was, since I'm not in the chat room, Jed's running it for me, but I got a separate one, and that was, and it kind of pertains to men. So what advice do you give to men to be more open-hearted and accepting? Because for men, that tends to be a little more difficult for us to do, I think, than women. So what advice do you have for men to do that?
Well, the emotional terrain is so foreign to the male psyche, you know. I think they need to get into therapy with a heart-centered therapist and go through the uncomfortable process of sitting in that room as they become acquainted with an inner geography that they often don't know anything about. You know, I think they need a guide, and I think that therapy, certainly for me and for other men that I know or do have done the work, really was a very important part of the process. Not a real cognitive therapist, not a too analytic therapist, really a heart-centered therapist. I think, you know, most men should have to spend a minimum of 3 to 5 years in psychotherapy from the age of 19 to 24 before they're allowed to do anything partnership-related in the world. I really, really believe that. Yeah,
how powerful is that? Yeah.
Make it the law. See what happens.
So, Jeff, you're also working on right now a movie that you're almost complete with. Could you share with us a little bit about what that story entails?
Yeah, it's a film about my connection to a spiritual teacher and chanter named Bhagavan Das, who became famous in the Ram Dass book, Be Here Now. He was the fellow that brought Ram Dass to the feet of Neem Karoli Baba. And, you know, we became connected in Toronto. He was staying in my house. And so we just started to shoot a doc about 5 years ago. And, you know, it's just a fantastic film. And it's in final edit. We're just doing some legals and dealing with still photo permission. So probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll have a final version of it that can be watched by people for feedback. Yeah, it's very close to being done. We're hoping to festival in 2011.
Well, that's awesome. I know all about that. You know, taking a while to get a doc done, but
absolutely. We thought it was going to take like 3 months, and it was just going to be off the cuff, and it's been 5 years. It's so painful, but now finally it's coming together. You know, it's like come together, and it's beautiful to watch now.
Well, you know, you had a great, you know, we talk about this taking time. I mean, same thing, I went through the same thing putting together my documentary film. I thought it would take a lot shorter, and it ended up taking 5 years, it was just like you. But you had a great article on the Good Morning America website not too long ago, and you talk about being growing in small steps, you know, being inchworms. And I kind of talk about that a lot on the show, and that's for people who are looking to pursue their passion, their dreams, to create change in the world. You know, they need to make some step every day, whether it be big or small, but at least make some small step towards whatever it is they're trying to do. And over a longer period of time, it becomes a gigantic step. But you don't necessarily see it every day. A lot of people are looking to hit that home run, you know, every single day instead of making those small steps. And you had a great article about that, so maybe you could share a little bit of your thoughts on that concept.
Yeah, I just think there's a whole Americana hype machine, you know, about spirituality, and, you know, you just ask the universe for what you want and you get it. And it's just absolute nonsense. I think we're starting to realize how ungrounded that is. And, you know, I fundamentally believe that we're here on a soul-shaping journey throughout our lives, and that, we have time, and we have to really get that. And so much of the change that we seek, the real, genuine, integrated transformation that we're after, it just simply cannot happen overnight. There's archetypal resistance to a new way of being. There's a shedding of an old pattern, like a snake sheds its skin. We do that over decades, you know. I let go of edgy warrior a little bit more every year, not every day, a little more every year, you know, and that's the nature of the process. And if you look at it in historical terms, Michael, you know, most of the planet has been, you know, vibrating on survivalism, primarily unconscious, since the beginning, probably, or certainly for many, many generations. Just the fact that we're entertaining this conversation is a huge leap for humanity, but we got to see it in context. We have all kinds of distraction patterns and unconscious material and the holdings of the collective unconscious in our way, so when we make a little step, it's a gigantic step. When I finished that book, I felt like I was carrying all of my ancestors' unresolved or unactualized gifts along with me, like I was finally stepping out of that and pulling them out of that limiting context to move to the next step forward as a collective, as a soul pod, you know. And I think we have to, like, honor ourselves for every tiny little step we make in this very difficult life.
Yeah, quick question. I totally agree with that. Go ahead, Jed. Sorry.
One quick question. It's interesting because I go back to an earlier day in my life. Mm-hmm. Long, long, long ago, I actually pulled it off the shelf while you were talking. Ram Dass's book, Be Here Now,
nice.
Was $3.33 when it came into my hands. That was back in 1973. And I read it several times. I was a young man.
Yep.
I'm really interested in to know a little bit more about this relationship that you've fostered in this movie. Do you mind chatting a little bit about that?
No, not at all. I mean, the film is really about my connection to Bhagavan Das, who was
correct.
Really, he was the wild man, you know, and Ram Dass was the, you know, intellectual, you know, he'd been kicked out of Harvard, but he was like he was a mind man, a cognitive therapy guy. And I actually went to interview him a couple of years ago in Maui, and those interviews are part of the movie. You know, he's part
of
the
cool.
And it was just a fantastic intellectual experience for me, just to dialogue with him and feel into his heart. What was so beautiful about him after the stroke is that you could really, really feel him in his emotional body. You could feel his connection to Source, but you could at the same time feel his connection to his emotional body. And really that helped me to understand this model of grounded spirituality that I was after when I was writing Soul Shaping. Just being in his presence, it was like it was all there in the room at one time. It was a fantastic experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
His footage.
Yeah, and I can feel that from you. I can actually feel that energy from you right now, and I look forward to spending some time with that movie, because this has been a foundation for me. I've walked away from it for many, many years, and I've come back to it, and it's an amazing magnetic experience that I'm having.
What brought you back, Jed? What brought you back?
Great question.
You know,
that's a great question.
I honestly and truly, I really think that it was ultimately the loss of knowing self. I had become very, and this interview isn't about me. It's about you. I think the reason for coming back was the fact that I had lost who I really was. I got on that treadmill that so many of us in this society climb on and don't realize that it is a treadmill in one direction.
Yeah.
And that direction is very limiting. It's not fulfilling. And ultimately, the relationships are very disjointed. You really have a disconnect with what really is going on in the universe. And fascinating that now I can have a better understanding of what my purpose is, why I'm here, and what this is all about. I love these conversations.
You know, Ram Dass said you have to become something before you become nothing. So maybe we got to go in the world and learn, you know, get a little sense of confidence that we can make it happen, and then realize, like, say, Cat Stevens did, like, enough is enough. There's not enough in this for me, you know.
Yeah.
And Bhagavan Das spoke about the culture very effectively. He said, you know, that what we're doing is we're just racing all the way to the grave. And I always remember that when I start driving too quickly on the highway and stopping to pick up a coffee that I don't need, that really that's what's happening. I'm getting hooked into this and losing a sense of my connection to Source.
You know, Jeff, we're running close to the end of the show. your segment. We've only got a few more minutes left, and for those who are listening, I really encourage you to stay on. We've got two amazing guests also after Jeff, Wendy Klein Blum and Eddie Rodriguez, but really quickly, I'd like you to share some more with our guests and with our listeners, those who are listening right now and those who listen to the archives in the future, more about, I have another question for you, but where people can find you, because it's great. Michelle in the chat room noted that she uses your book actually within counseling sessions, and that so many men from every walk of life connect to your story in a way, and your book is a great segue to experiential counseling. So, you know, a great little plug there for your book. And so I want people to, you know, find out more about where they can find not only your book, but more about what you're doing.
Yeah, so we just put up a new website that I'm loving, soulshaping.com. There's lots of stuff there. A lot of the links to the Good Morning America writings, and there's a shame piece that I did for Washington Post that I love. And I just posted a blog, Apologies to the Divine Feminine, that's going viral and is right there on the website. And people are a very evocative blog that is producing a really profound response. I'm blown away by it. And it's all on soulshaping.com. When Carmageddon's ready, it'll come through there. And I have a fan page on Facebook and a Soul Shaping book group, an International Year of the Woman group, and an Open Heart Gang fan page. So lots of places.
Yeah you actually have
go ahead, Michael.
But, well, I was going to say, you also have an event coming up, too, in November.
Yeah, I do. End of November, I think it's the 27th and 28th, I'm going to do a workshop in Winnipeg, Manitoba, just before winter hits. I'm looking forward to that. Did a big book signing there in February. I just love the people there. And so I'm going to do my first Truthaches workshop in Winnipeg at the end of November. Yeah.
So everybody visit www.soulshaping.com for more on Jeff. And Jeff, since since we only have a minute left, I'd like to leave everybody with a little bit of a thought-provoking question. I hope our listeners ask the same question of themselves that I'm going to ask of you, and that is, where do you see Jeff Brown in 5 years? What's the future hold for you?
I'd like to write the most wonderful higher consciousness love story in history and then move to Portugal and become a fisherman and live a really quiet, non-public life with my beloved. That's
wow.
It. That's all I know.
Well, that's two great things right there. If you can manage one out of two, hopefully two out of two, I would say that's a great
see what
great
happens. Universe, right. Divine Mother may have something else in store for me, but that's my hope. Yeah, you know it.
Wow.
Jed, do you have any last questions before?
No, we'll be in touch. Definitely, we'll link up and we'll connect. So I'm just grateful that you spent the time with us this evening, and thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jeff, anytime, and I hope to have you back on again. This is a great conversation. There's so many more places we can go with it.
Lots of stuff.
Maybe after the movie premieres. Yeah.
Happy to come back.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Everybody, you were listening to Jeff Brown on Anything But Ordinary Radio, a wonderful, wonderful author, speaker. Please visit his website at www.soulshaping.com. And we have a great rest of the show. And we bring people to you like this every week, every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We are bringing some great guests to you, and I hope and encourage you to stick around, all of Jeff's fans. We have a great next guest, and I'd like to bring him on the line right now, Mr. Eddie Rodriguez. Eddie, how are you doing tonight?
Michael, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
We're surviving the storms here in Michigan, and Jed's, I think, doing pretty well in Oregon. Jeff? I mean, not Jeff.
Smile and wave, baby. Smile and wave.
I hope you're doing well and protected over there.
Well, Eddie Rodriguez, otherwise known as Mr. Smile and Wave, is coming to us from Miami, Florida. And Eddie, I wanted to bring Eddie on, and for those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that I bring Eddie on every once in a while, and I want to bring him on because he has a great, great event going on this week, and I want him to share, you know, a little bit more about it, remind people, remind our South Florida listeners more about this event. So, Eddie, take it away. You're getting a lot of coverage on this. I'm excited.
I've been so amazed and so blessed that so many people are jumping on board. The event is Happiness in the Park. And this is something that's really close to my heart. It's been there for 2 years in my mind, and I've been creating it and saying that I'm gonna do this one day. And I finally decided to go ahead and do it. And I tell you what, it has grown all by itself. I just put it out there and let people discover it. And I had some people that told me, you know, let's put this thing out 6 months. And I said, no, I'm going to continue with my dream. Even though it looked like nothing was happening for a while, and all of a sudden, bam, I mean, I had some people jump on board that have just been absolutely phenomenal. They have taken the ball, picked it up, and started running with it, and it's like going viral. We're going to go break a world record for most people smiling and waving simultaneously. We're going to put happy energy out into the world. It's just being created so beautifully, and I thank everybody that's been involved with this. It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, Jeff, just before us talked about that inner, you know, looking at that inner insight that we have versus what's going on outside of us. A lot of times we like to focus on the outside, you know, what our finances are, what our relationships are like, you know, all the things that are going on outside. And
right.
And that letting that run our life instead of looking at inside, what is it that we have a passion for? What do we have a dream for? What is it that we want to make a change for in our life? And Eddie, you've been a great example of doing that. And like you said, I remember when, you know, a few months ago, you weren't getting a lot of press, you weren't getting a lot of things going on, but you believed and you continued, and now it's been amazing to see all the support you're getting, all the press you're starting to get, all the people who want to help you with this effort, because you continue to believe, you didn't give up, and you kept going, and I'm proud of you for that. But tell us about the event, because you're trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records,
mm-hmm.
or set one. set a record this upcoming weekend.
Actually, we're breaking an existing, or should I say expanding? Because why use the word breaking? We're expanding this record.
There you go.
And yeah, there's a current record right now, and the record's only 200 people. For most people waving simultaneously. And when I heard that, I started to laugh, and I said, wow, we can do this in our sleep. And, you know, so we're going to go out there, and we're going to expand this record. I don't know the numbers of people that are going to come out, but I do know that there's so many people behind this. And we got two radio shows that are going to be out there broadcasting that day. My videographer and my photographer just last week got a job in Europe because they work together. They got a job in Europe, and so they kind of went away because they're leaving the day before the event. And so here I am, actually Sunday morning, and I've got several things that just kind of disappeared on me. And I said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to shut this thing down. I'm just going to let it go and believe that it's going to happen. And all the things that went away got replaced by even better things. I mean,
all right.
Yes. It,
all right.
Such a blessing. Such
yes.
a blessing. And, you know, if you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're doing, stick with it. Go for it, no matter what it looks like, and it will work out for you. It's when we get to the end, a lot of times we get nervous and we quit. Never give up, never surrender, and your results will come in tremendously.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Eddie. And you, like I said, you've been a perfect example for people who are wanting to do something. And you know, you've done everything. I remember meeting you, what, it hadn't been 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Originally in your bunny suit, you know, and you've had this idea forever, and you've been out there pushing it, continuing it, and believing in it, and it's just exciting to see it come true. I'm excited to be your friend and see what you're doing. We only have a couple more minutes before we have to get on to our next segment. So, Eddie, if you could share with everybody exactly where they can go on the web to find out more about it, but also where the actual event is and how they can come out and support you.
The event is at Gulfstream Park in Hollandale Beach. It's right on Hollandale Beach Boulevard and US 1 or Federal Highway. Sorry, my brain just left me for a second. Anyway, so it is right there at Gulfstream Park, and you can get there going down 95, getting off on Hollandale Beach Boulevard, and taking it right there to Gulfstream Park. And you can go to my website, which is smileandwaveevents.com. Smile, A-N-D, wave, events, with an S, .com.
And, you know, I really encourage everybody to go out there. This is a great event. I mean, it's all positive. It's all for doing for a greater good. I mean, just going out there smiling and waving and encouraging people to have a positive day. I mean, what better way can you go about it? And I encourage everybody to check it out, to support it, and for our South Florida listeners to get out there that day. I wish I could be there, Eddie, but I know you're going to have a lot of great support out there.
Yeah, and thank you so much for being a sponsor on this. You're absolutely phenomenal, Michael, and you've been an inspiration to me in my life also. And I have a client that asked me to do something while I was on the radio today, so I hope we can
sure.
take a second and do this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay? And just follow along with me when I do it, because this is something that I have them do when we first start talking and as we end our conversation when I do coaching with her, okay? So just follow me.
Okay. All right, you ready, Jed?
Thank you. For all my coaching clients and you know, all my conference calls.
All right, hopefully we got a little some laughter too from those who are listening to us as well. You know, you're spreading your laughter all around the world right now, Eddie.
Oh, that's awesome. I love
even
it.
Even Maria. Maria smiling from ear to ear.
There we go. Do it. Smile. Be happy.
Smile and wave, baby.
Good. Smile and wave.
Eddie, I thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see the footage from the event. And I know you're going to break that record. 200 people, you're going to blow that record away.
Oh, we got it. We got it. We expanded it already.
All I can say is I wish I was there.
Yeah, me too. I wish you guys would be able to come down. And thank you. Thank you both. Thank you both for allowing me to come on the radio and talk about this. And I enjoy it every single time I'm on your show.
You rock, dude.
Yes, you do, and we are going to have you back to have a full report on it. So, Eddie, thanks again, and we will be talking to you soon.
Have a phenomenal night, everybody. Smile and wave.
Bye, Eddie.
All right. That was Eddie Rodriguez from South Florida. He is on this month on the 25th, which is only a few days away. They are doing a Smile and Wave at Hallandale Beach. You can find out more about it at www.smileandwaveevents.com. Visit it and find out more. Great, great concept, great event, and I'm really excited to support that. And with that, we are going to bring on our next guest, and I'm hoping we select the correct line for Wendy. Wendy Blum, a little bit about her. She is a published author, international speaker, success and strategy coach, and visionary. She has helped numerous clients implement positive lasting change in both their personal and professional lives. She speaks nationally and internationally, teaches workshops, webinars, and hosts three-day transformational workshops throughout the country. Her personal mission is to empower, inspire, and teach millions of people how to tap into their power and live an extraordinary life, one filled with abundant health, wellness, and happiness. And we love that word, extraordinary life. Wendy, are you with us right now?
I am here.
Hey.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you, Jed. I'm glad. I can't see, so I'm guessing right here. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. And like I said, I love that part, living an extraordinary life. We really talk a lot about that here on the show. Tell me a little bit about how you got into everything that you're doing, because not only are you a successful strategy coach, but you also are a designer, too. You design clothes. You've had them show up on all kinds of different TV shows, I've noticed. In a lot of different places. So how did you get into doing everything that you do?
Okay, well, I heard you talk about taking those small steps, those itty-bitty steps that end up to be, like, great big change, you know? So it's been a process. So I come from corporate America, so I was kind of just plugging along in my corporate job, like many, many people just kind of going about living their life and feeling like something was missing, right? Just feeling like, okay, I'm thinking there's something more to life than just this. And that's when I decided, to experiment with something that was in my heart and something I was really passionate about, which was inspiration, you know, positive messages. So I'm like, you know, let me try taking affirmations and then putting them on clothing, on T-shirts and tank tops and that sort of thing, primarily for the gym, you know, to be motivated at the gym. And that just kind of blossomed in the clothing line. Actually, so many women were sharing these stories how the affirmations were actually making a difference in their life. I mean, actually changing their life. I was getting all these emails, and I discovered something interesting that I didn't know about myself. And I discovered how much I loved to write and how I was able to kind of tap in to my inner being and start to hear those inner messages, you know. And so the clothing line turned into writing and writing my first book and speaking and coaching. So it's been a wonderful process that has just kind of evolved over the last few years.
Tell me a little bit about what you do and how it's different from what everyone else does. And you have a great book out there, too. I mean, I'd be remiss to not comment on your book as well. Tell us a little bit about that, but also what is Yeah,
go
ahead.
Life, your destiny. Yeah, your life, your destiny. Yeah. Woo. Awesome.
Oh, well, thanks.
Well,
you know.
Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry to cut you off.
That was the one question that I started to ask myself, and I actually started asking this question to myself, like, right after 9/11. I started really questioning everything, like thinking, if today were my last day, like so many people that day, like, have I lived my purpose? And then I started thinking about, well, what is your purpose? Do you even know? And that one question kept popping in my mind, what is your destiny? So what is your destiny? And that was the theme that I started the clothing line with. So I would write affirmations like, my destiny is to be strong. My destiny is to be powerful, courageous, and fearless. Like, what is your destiny? Or my destiny is to be grateful, appreciative, and thankful. And so I started asking that question, and I started asking other people that question. I was just curious all of a sudden. I started asking different questions and thinking different types of thoughts, and started really going inward and thinking about what I think about during the day. Like, why haven't I? It was amazing to me that I hadn't really asked that question before. Like, I was just living life just kind of in automatic pilot, you know, basically dead asleep. And when I started asking different questions, it started to slowly create and ignite something inside of myself. And the creativity started to wake up, and all these other things started to happen. So that's kind of how it evolved, you know?
You know, and I love that too, because, you know, I kind of went through that same experience myself. What is it that, you know, I'm supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? And, you know, just starting to create it and to speak it and talk about it. So tell us a little bit about your book. You said you fell in love with writing. It's something you didn't know. You didn't know you actually, you know, you loved it until you started doing it. What brought you to saying, you know, I'm going to write a book? Did you start writing, you know, different articles, and that led you to go, oh, I really like writing, I'm going to turn this into a book? Or how did that evolve for you?
Well, it was born out of the clothing line. So I would write these affirmations on the clothing, and there wasn't enough room because I had so much more I wanted to say. So it was like, okay, and I wanted to reach so many more people because people were sharing their experiences by saying, you know, the affirmations and the experience when they actually wore the shirt, how they felt, how people respond, people would smile. If you wore a positive affirmation, people would get in the elevator, they'd smile, they'd want to talk to you, you'd make their day. You know, things would change. You know, their day, their experience would be a little bit different. And so what I did was I collected stories from women that shared stories, how the affirmations, their clothing, or some of the experiences that we had together had changed their life or helped them overcome an obstacle. And then I started writing those stories. I would match them up with the actual affirmation. So that's what the book is. It's a collection of 27 stories of fabulous women that have overcome obstacles and created change in their life to live an extraordinary life.
Jed, do you have a...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I've been typing into the... I'm going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm trying... Maria has a question, and so I was typing in the chat room, so hang on there. Yes.
Oh, well, actually, I'll ask him while you're... You want me to ask that question for you?
No.
Jed?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Right. Ask a question. I'll finish Maria's question, and then I'll come back and ask. Go ahead.
Well, it's just funny, because... Just, you know, Wendy, since we're, you know, on almost two different coasts, you know, we're not in front of each other to go, oh, someone to put up their finger and go, yeah, I got a question. So we kind of usually have this technique we do, and Jed just totally dropped us off. I didn't even just throw you under the bus there.
Oh, Lord's sake.
But Maria asked, is there, just so everybody knows, and maybe you can throw out your both your websites too, she wants to know, is there a website for your clothes?
I've got it. I'm just going to put it on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all connected under under the website, wendyblum.com, so W-E-N-D-I-B-L-U-M, and then under one of the tabs, you can click it's Destiny Bodywear. So it's destinybodywear.com.
Yeah, I just put it up. I just put the link up. That's what Maria was asking, and I just clicked onto it and sent it off. So,
but she has another great question too, and that is, having just come from Greece herself, have you ever thought about doing your bodywear in different languages?
Ooh. Oh, that's a great question, and well, yeah, it would take, you know, depending on, you know, maybe one or two different languages and get some people involved, of course, in the translation.
Right.
But I know we've been sold in other countries, specifically Italy and some other European countries, but I haven't done a lot overseas, but I'm certainly open to it.
Well, Greg, I just thought I'd throw that question out there just because, you know, it might just prompt a thought for you. Jed, did you have a question?
Actually, I do. There, in your bio, there's a word that I don't see a whole lot. I use it quite regularly in my business, and the word is transformational. Would you address a little bit about what you do at your three-day transformational seminars?
Sure. So, you know, I know you talked about earlier with Jeff, talking about like completely transforming and changing your own inner world so that you can create change in your outer world. So that process is such a unraveling, you know, and unfolding of who you are. And so over these years and the different tools and techniques and experiences that I've had, I really enjoy and love sharing with others, and I use in my coaching practice and other things. And it just kind of happened that I started putting together these retreats. And the way that it evolved is it was basically something that I wish would have been available that I could have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, what would I want to go to at any point in my life or my experience? And so I just put something together and kind of threw it out there and kind of experimented, and it was so powerful. I brought together all sorts of aspects of Eastern and Western medicine and some different practitioners that really highly specialize in certain areas, and did some of the work that I do around like visioning and that sort of thing. And I know that if you immerse yourself in something, because I was only able to kind of piecemeal, you know, do something an hour a day or a couple hours a day over weeks and months and years. And what if you were just to totally immerse yourself in all of these tools for three complete days? What would happen at the end? And so that was the process, and that's why I used that word transformational, because, I mean, it's a big shift, a big change that takes place when you immerse yourself at that level.
You know, Wendy, I've got a question. Go ahead, Jed.
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got another question for you, but I see we have a caller that wants to ask a question, and I'm going to attempt now, Jed. So you got
done.
It?
Got it.
Our caller wants to ask a question. Our caller from the 905 area code. Do you have a question for us tonight? Hello,
905-304-4342.
Hey, Jed, you know, just a whole number.
Nope. Yep. yep. Okay.
Right. Caller? All right. No question. It's the silent caller. Anyway, so they wanted to ask a question, so we were trying to be helpful. Wendy, I guess I'll go back to my question, and that is for you. You talk about living an extraordinary life. How do you define that word extraordinary? In an extraordinary life, what does that mean to you?
So that word to me would be living a life where you feel that you have at least been directed, and you're actually on your journey. So you actually feel like you're on the right path, where everything kind of feels aligned. It's just a sense of feeling complete, and that you're taking all the right steps in your growth, and you just everything just feels right. It's just a feeling. And
you know,
it's also, I'm sorry to add there, but it's also that you actually know that you're making a difference, that you actually can feel and see and sense that you have found what you're seeking, although you still are always seeking and you're always looking, but you're like, okay, this is it. This is the direction. You're pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that is because there's so many people who go through their life and they wonder what it means to do something that's extraordinary, to make their life extraordinary. And so that's why I ask that question, because, you know, I really want people to I want to encourage people to think about that. You know, when they think about their life, think about it being, you know, more than just ordinary. What does it take to be extraordinary? What does it take to live an extraordinary life? And it doesn't have to be something complicated. I think a lot of times we like to place this complicated kind of concept or message around this idea of being extraordinary. And it can be extraordinary in so many different ways. I've been blessed to interview, you know, so many people now here on the radio show, people in my film that live normal lives, most people would consider normal lives, but I find their lives incredibly extraordinary because they're doing something every day that they are passionate about. And they have the ups and downs just like everyone else. They have issues just like everyone else. But they're out there doing something that they're passionate about. And they're making a difference in their life and the lives around them. And so I encourage people to do that, to find a path that you can become extraordinary, that you can do some things that you just love to do, and you can change the world and yourself in the process. So I'm thankful for what you're out there doing, Wendy, to transform people's lives, Jed as well. And I just want people to consider that and think about that every day and what they're doing.
Yeah, that's so nice. That's so well said. It's so true because, it's in the small things. I mean, it could be just kind of reaching out and making a difference in any way in somebody else's life during the day, just touching lives, and just doing the very best that you can do for you. And then, you know, when days don't, things that don't necessarily go the way that you wish that they would have, you have a brand new day the next day to kind of start all over again. So you're given an opportunity every single day, and it's never too late. See, for me, I turned 50 this year, so, I mean, I certainly didn't even get on this path until the past few years. So it could be, you know, anyone at any time. I mean, I've met some incredible people that have really made a shift and a change in their life in their 60s and 70s. And, yeah, it's certainly never too late.
And I want to applaud you for getting on it as early as you did. I waited too long. I'm actually on your blog, and I'm looking at a post that you put on yesterday, 15 Ways to Have a Great Day. And number four is kind of like Eddie left us, laugh out loud. How powerful is laughing? How powerful is that?
Oh, it's so beautiful. You feel so good. It's so contagious. When you were talking to Eddie and the laughter, it's so freeing. And it's so fulfilling, and it's so simple, and it's free, and it's available to all of us at any given moment if you choose, if you just choose it. And you can just kind of crack yourself up, and sometimes we're all so incredibly serious, and you can just kind of laugh at yourself. I'm sure every single one of us does several things throughout the day that we could get a really good chuckle at, right?
Oh, definitely.
But I just put that on the on the chat room. The link is on her site, The blog link is wellnesswithwendy.com. Awesome link there, right from her site at wendybloom.com, and you can hit the blog link. It'll take you right to her blog. And yesterday's post was 15 ways to have a great day. What an awesome day that was, I bet, eh?
And Wendy with an I. Remember that, everybody. It's
Wendy with an I. Thank you, Michael.
Well, no, I just want to make sure that people follow the right link. They go to somebody that who knows what it is.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But,
Wellness with Wendy. That's WENDI.com.
There we go. Nothing like plugging the site. And really quickly, we've gone over those, but Wendy, you have an event coming up as well. Would you like to talk a little bit about it before we have to go?
Sure. So I have the next 3-day. It's called the Mind, Body, Spirit, and Business Retreats, and it's taking place October 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it's in Stuart, Florida, just north of Palm Beach, at beautiful Marriott on the beach. And I've got 10 fabulous speakers that are going to be joining me for 3 full days of workshops. There's an art classes and yoga classes, and we're actually going to we're going to infuse some business building tools too. So sacred music, vision mapping workshop, a lot of really great stuff going on. So thank you so much. And that's the website for that is my website, wendyblum.com, and then /retreats.
I'm looking at Rishlan's pose there, the yoga instructor. That looks very painful.
It's
Ouch.
Easier than it looks. It's
oh,
easier than it looks.
Wendy, that's painful right there.
Wendy, we have just a couple. We have only about 2 minutes left in the interview. And I want to ask you the same question that I asked, I posed Jeff Brown before he left our show, and that is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What's next for Wendy Blum?
So my goal really is to sprinkle inspiration everywhere. So I would love to sprinkle inspiration inside of the hospitals, of the VAs and all of the billboards, and I would like to turn around all those negative messages that are out there, and I'd like to see all positive messages sprinkled everywhere. So that's my goal for 5 years down the road.
Awesome. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate you coming on, sharing your message, and I feel like we covered so many topics in 20 minutes. It was amazing. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Everyone have a totally blessed and wonderful week. Thank you.
Awesome. You're just listening to Wendy Blum, and you can find out more about her by visiting her website at www.wendiblum.com. And, Jed, we had some great, great guests tonight. Anything you'd like to wrap up with?
Totally awesome. I'm sitting here just in amazement, Michael.
Well, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for next week because not Jed that I'm looking forward to.
It's Maria! She's back!
I'm excited to have Maria back. So Maria Giovanni, our regular co-host who's been in Crete for the last 3 weeks, maybe it was more than 4 weeks.
She's back. She's on the chat room. She's back.
She is back. And we're going to look forward to next week. She doesn't know this yet, but I think we're going to find out a little bit about what she did while she was gone. So that's going to be part of the show next
week. We
will, everybody. Woo-hoo! Everybody tune in next week. And we'll have more great guests next week. Please visit us here on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Anything But Ordinary. Listen to the archives. You can sign up for the podcast and join us each week. We're really excited to have you with us and a great show again. So thank you all. We will see you all next week, and we encourage you to go out and be extraordinary. Thanks, everybody.
Don't you dare.